This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You say the price of their Patreon's a price that you're willing to pay. Subscribe, watch a fake who can't take it when Jake wins the golden mic. Why so sad? Remember the days when you made all the Jake and Amirs. Now you're getting all mad. Remember, despite losing fame, that you're the man. Tune in now to If I Were You, podcast hosted by these two dudes. Tune in now, it's quite swell. They'll mock you like they know you well. Jake's the pinch, Amir's a nerd, and together they deserve to be heard. And when push comes to shove, they will break up with their girlfriends and realize that they've always been in love. Da 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 da. If I were you, show.
Great.
Whoa.
Great song. I love the twist ending. That's an interesting factoid that we would get out of our relationships and be with each other.
Yeah.
That's a fun little end to our story.
Yeah, that's fucking... that's
yeah, I mean, I agree, but it's a cool final act, you have to admit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. I mean, unless...
We're not compatible.
Yeah, it's not even...
At all.
Right, in that way. Definitely. I mean, yeah, but...
An odd couple.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. Would you do that, though?
I mean, I was just doing, like, I feel like I'm just doing a bit, but you're like, Jesus, you're...
No, I'm doing a bit.
You want it so badly, I can tell. You wrote the song. You wrote the song.
I'm curious.
You are.
I'm bi-curious.
I know you are.
Actually, I didn't write it. George Collins wrote it.
Ooh, and it was great. I forgot what an earworm that song is. It really, it's so catchy. It's
da 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 da
da da da.
22-year-old from Wales about to move to London to work for the Bank of New York. So he's a very Hamilton-esque setup.
I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. Where the hell is Wales?
I don't know. I imagine it's like an island off the regular island of UK.
You'd be incorrect about that. It's
not an island?
It's well, England's an island. Okay, so so in that, it is an island, but it's attached to the main island, and it's just sort of a section. It's on the bottom half, on the western part.
And is it a different country, Wales? Is it just like, when you're Welsh, do you speak Welsh, or is it just like, yeah, you're basically English?
I think I'm glad that you're asking me, because
you're sort of an expert in terms of socioeconomic.
It's a country. It's a country in southwest Great Britain known for its rugged coastline, its mountainous national parks, distinctive Welsh language, and Celtic culture.
That's cool. And then, so the Welsh language, does that sound like English, or like, can you speak Welsh, a little Welsh?
Welsh, it's a little different.
You studied. Nice. Very nice. Obviously, I'm kidding. I knew all this stuff about Wales.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, I feel like both of us are
experts.
We're Welsh experts.
Yeah.
Because you had a residency, excuse me, on the Isle of Man.
Yeah, so I spent, that's funny that you bring it up. Yeah, so I spent 2 years on the Isle of Man learning about Welsh and various United Kingdom, like the whole Commonwealth and different things about that between politics mm-hmm. and geography. And then I did my PhD in Scottish architecture. So like I was able to get like a full spectrum.
Oh, was that all at Isle of Man or did you travel at all? Did you go anywhere?
No, I ended up in the Peninsula of Women for like half of it, and then I spent most of it on the the archipelago of dudes. Nice. And then most of them I was just like, for the rest of the time I was on the fjord of chicks.
Absolutely savage.
I spent a fucking winter on the fjord of chicks. Using my fjord focus, I was able to get from one part of Wales to the other.
Fjord focus.
We have to start learning this shit, because now that America is not like at the top of the pecking order, like how the virus is killing right. us economically and physically, we have to like start learning shit about other yeah. countries like they're learning about
there
ours.
Was a time
like I can't just go to France and be like learn talk to me in my language because right.
I'm the big dog. I mean we were never like yeah. really number one, you know, but we sort of like had enough cover that we could say that. And now
we acted as though we belonged yeah. at the top.
Now the curtain has been pulled back. We are.
Yeah.
We're not
we're
good.
An Isle of dumbasses. The virus has exposed us. It's an international IQ test that we failed. And we're like, we elected this leader. Can I come to your country? And they're finally saying, no, obviously not. You're sick. Yeah. You're infected with this dumbass disease that you can't shake because half your country refuses to wear a mask. And that's fair for them to say that mm-hmm. to me. So now I have to learn French. I have to learn Spanish. And I have to prove myself so that I can enter their country just as they used to do to enter
ours. So you can live on the Isle of Man so you can be the man.
The man at the top of the aisle. It's funny we were talking about the Hamilton song at the top. I just watched the Disney Plus taped version of it, and it was very good. And you can see during that part, King George, played by Jonathan Groff, is spitting, drooling during the song. Like, he's so insane, I guess, that he, like, wanted to, like, get into character by basically pooling his mouth up with saliva. And when he's singing, he's foaming and spitting as much as I've ever seen anybody do during a song.
And is that, like, a character choice, like this guy would spit and be foaming at the mouth because he's crazy? Or is that like my vocal cords are gonna work best if they're super lubed up, and most people in the audience won't see this, it's not being taped, you know, like did yeah. he do that specifically to be seen on tape, or is that just his process and it was revealed through the tape?
I actually asked Jonathan the other day that exact question.
Really?
And it's so funny.
Did he have an answer?
We had a Zoom brunch.
Nice.
So Groff was like, he was sorry, interesting
what did
about
you,
it.
What did you guys have for a Zoom brunch? Just because I want to get to his answer also, but you said you had a Zoom brunch, and was it just you two?
I was just picking at a salad, and he had some casserole or something.
So it wasn't like a planned thing? It wasn't like, oh, let's sit down for brunch? Or
it was a plant thing. It was a plant thing.
Picking at a salad,
like a tabbouleh. Yeah, just like picking at a tabbouleh salad. And he had like some zucchini weird casserole thing, gluten free, whatever.
Does he have a dietary thing? It doesn't matter. I feel like you shouldn't be. You're getting frustrated with me. I'm just chatting.
No, he doesn't have a dietary thing. He's just, now we're getting really off topic, but he's trying to reduce his gluten intake.
Sounds like a dietary thing. He's like he's on a diet.
Yes, but it's not like it's not an allergy. It's a sense. This is now we're getting really, really off topic. It's not an allergy, but it's a sensitivity. But it's not even the one that he's having. His partner is just trying to limit, okay, the amount of gluten. So he's like, he's, you know, in solidarity. Okay, we got that. We set it up. That's all I wanted to say. So Jonathan was so funny. He was like picking at this.
What time was it? Are you guys on the same coast? Are you guys on the same coast for a Zoom brunch? Because I guess I would just imagine that he's East Coast based. So then that's like, right, you're so pissed.
Has nothing to do with anything, but he's visiting his parents in Florida. So yes, he's East Coast, but he's not East Coast based.
He's not East Coast.
Okay, he's from Oakland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's a California kid just like nice. Me.
And anyway, it's just you two. Why are you so mad? I was wondering if it was just you two on the Viking Zoom brunch.
It was just me and Jonathan.
And he was in Florida with his parents picking at a... No, sorry. He had a casserole, a zucchini casserole, and you...
A gluten-free zucchini casserole. And I was picking at a tabbouleh salad with egg whites.
And that was when you asked him about the spittle during his performance of the taped Hamilton.
So funny. I was talking about...
for Disney yeah. Plus.
And I totally forgot his answer. It was so funny.
But
it was really funny. I don't remember what he said. It was like, yeah.
But you remembered so many other details. You remembered everything.
Like, his family had just gotten takeout the night before, and the restaurant provided sporks. And so he's like, this is fun. I'm just going to use it. He's really funny when he's like picking at the stuff. I was picking at the salad, but he was also picking at the gluten-free zucchini thing. And he was using a plastic spork, because he's like, how often? And then I'm like, how often do you ever get to use a spork? And that's exactly what he said. And it was like, jinx.
Did you guys take a screenshot? Sometimes when I do like a Zoom brunch, we'll do like a...
No, we didn't take a fucking screenshot.
Whoa.
And that's actually quite enough with the follow-ups.
My God.
That's actually very quite enough with the follow-ups.
My God, what? Why? What does it matter? I was just chatting with you.
Yeah, and I was chatting with Jonathan. I was having a Zoom brunch with Jonathan Groff, and it was so funny. And we were like talking about.
I feel like you're saying it's funny. You're talking about like what you're talking about. You're talking about what you're eating, but then every time I ask a question to try to get in on the joy, you shut down, and you're angry with me.
This is exactly what Jonathan was talking about. It was so funny. He's like, you have like one of those friends that's like always trying to get in on the joy, and it's like he's not gonna get in on the joy. And I'm like, yeah, I think I have someone in my life that's kind of like that.
You talk about so much specific shit that I was curious about. I feel like, I feel like I'm being gaslit by you right now.
No.
Okay.
I wasn't even talking about you, actually. I was really? Talking about a different buddy of mine, yes.
So,
but now that you bring it up, yeah, you're kind of like that. You're kind of like, and it was so funny because Jonathan was like also talking about somebody else, but like earlier today he was talking about a different friend. He's like, oh my God, that totally reminds me of the time that, what are you laughing about? What are you laughing about? Because you were there. don't find joy in that. That's the story between me and Groff.
During your Zoom brunch. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, we had a Zoom run.
Yeah, where he was eating a fucking casserole.
How did you know what he was eating?
You told me this.
How did you know what I was eating?
You said you were having a tabbouleh salad. You said he was in Florida. You said you were in LA. Yeah, you were picking at it. He's from Oakland. I know a lot. He doesn't have a dietary thing, but his partner does. And he's not eating gluten out of solidarity. I know way too much, but I don't know anything about the spittle, which is what I fucking asked you about. And that's how we got into this entire thing. I asked you about the spittle. You said you knew the answer. You brought me on this insane journey where you gave me a ton of information that I didn't ask for or require or need in any way.
Jonathan. Yeah. Can I call you later? I'm doing that stupid little radio show I was telling you about.
Really? So talk shit about our podcast.
That stupid little radio show. I heard. Yeah, yeah, with the guy. Yeah. The guy that I was saying.
You said you weren't talking about me.
Thing where he tries to suck joy.
So it was specifically about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll call you later. Hey, and remember, don't forget the spork.
Nice.
All right, bye.
I mean, sporks are funny. I feel like
you'll never guess who called.
I know who called. It was Jonathan.
Yeah, it was Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff. And you?
Yeah, I actually had brunch.
A
with
Zoom
him.
Brunch. I know. Nuts. This is insane. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
You are. I do see a little bottle of crazy pills. Have you seen the Hamilton? Have you seen the Disney Plus version?
I haven't seen the film. But I did a Zoom. I did a Zoom cocktail hour with Lynn. Kind of one upping you
Zoom cocktails.
In that regard.
What'd you guys drink?
I had an Aperol Spritz. Lynn had a Corona with a lime.
Not really a cocktail, but
It wasn't okay, a that cocktail. Stands to reason. It wasn't a cocktail, but we had a happy hour. And that's actually
just you two, or was part of like a.
It was just us two. It was just us two. Our wives were supposed to join, but the last minute, his kid got sick. My wife had she had a stomach thing, so everyone was sick. We had a cocktail, and he had a beer, and we talked about that. How it was funny that you know we each had a reason to cancel, but we didn't want to. We didn't need to. We didn't want to.
That's nice. That's actually really nice. Yeah. What'd you guys discuss on the Zoom?
We discussed
on the happy
hour. It's actually none of your business, but we discussed the spittle coming out of Jonathan Groff's mouth during Hamilton.
Really?
And I know the answer.
What did he have to say in terms of it was?
Yeah. And I know the answer.
What was it? Was it?
And
like
I know the
choice,
answer to the question that I wanted.
Was it to lube the vocal cords? You said it was to lube the vocal cords.
It was to lube
cords,
the vocal cords.
What did you say?
Because at the end of the day, it was to lube the vocal cords.
Is that why you used that specific verbiage when you were asking me the question? You had already known that was like a fucking test to see if I remembered what Groff told me on my Zoom brunch where he was having a gluten-free zucchini loaf and I was having a fucking, I was picking it at it. I was picking at it to move
the salad. Exactly. That's exactly right. Because Lynn and I talked about how toxic you are and we baited you into this because we knew you were talking shit with Groff. Because I was a non-video participant in your brunch.
No way. That was impossible.
Because Lynn tipped me off. I was a non-video participant. I called Groff. I turned my video off. He called you. And I know what he had. I knew what he had before you knew what he had. I knew about his gluten thing. I knew about his partner's gluten thing. I knew he was in Florida. And I knew you had a tabbouleh salad.
This is insane. You were setting me up, but if I'd ever asked you what you were up to, you would have never told me about the Lynn thing. So when were you going to use this information? You had it on me. I was telling you the whole story. You didn't bring it up. Then in passing, after the fact, the entire story is complete. You tell me that you were, what, spying on me so you could hear the story that I was repeating? Non-viewing participant.
I caught you in the act.
That's bizarre.
I caught you in the act.
What act?
The act.
What
you
act?
Told you, what did, what? You, and God, you and Groff talking about how I steal joy, how I suck joy.
I told you that, by the way. See, you didn't say gotcha when I told you. You seemed shocked. You seemed shocked and appalled. I can't believe you were a non. Is that even
it's
a thing,
non-video
by the way,
participant.
On Zoom? A non-viewing?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. But here we are. Because Lynn didn't want me to say anything. Because he doesn't want you to know that it's 3-1, that it's me, Lynn, and Groff.
Against who?
And we're all trying to cut you out because you're toxic to us.
I actually
don't
didn't
forget
know that.
The spork.
I'm sorry.
We were actually all three of us cracking up about that shit before you even got in on the joke.
What are you talking about? You were joking about don't forget the spork, and you were making fun of the fact that I thought it was
no,
funny.
No, we were making fun of the fact that the spork thing was funny, because that happened to Groff when he and his parents got takeout in Fort Lauderdale. Okay?
Yes, that's what I was telling
yes,
you.
Yes, I knew that already. And I said, you should fucking tell Amir, because he gets a kick out of that kind of shit.
That's what he did tell me that. Yeah. I thought we did get a kick
you
out
did.
Of it.
That's how you got your guard lowered
the
down.
Don't forget the spork.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I actually just ordered... I made a mistake. I tried to order 10 sporks off Amazon so I can eat it next Zoom brunch, and I accidentally ordered 1,000 pairs of 10 sporks.
Oh my god!
So I have 10,000. I have 10,000 sporks when all I need is a knife. Like, how fucked up is that?
You should call Alanis and tell her that.
That's so funny you mentioned that, because I was having a dessert with Alanis.
You had dessert?
Yeah.
A Zoom style? Or did you do like an outdoor
dessert.
Socially distant?
No, a Zoom
just like,
dessert.
Oh, so it was virtual
yeah,
dessert.
I had a Zoom dessert. After our dinners, we had separate dinners, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you have
Zoom? Me and Alanis logged on.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you have Zoom dinners with other people, or was it just like...
I did, and that's actually a funny story. I'll tell you about that afterward. So I had a Zoom dessert with Alanis.
Morissette.
And I brought that... Yeah, Alanis Morissette. And I brought that up, the 10,000 sporks that I had accidentally ordered it, because
she
knew was
she
also
did,
friends.
She, oh, she's friends with Groff, or she's friends with Groff's... partner,
she's
parents
friends
from
with
Fort
Lynn,
Lauder.
And I guess oh, she was a non. I think she was a non-video participant with you and Lynn's cocktail hour because it came
impossible.
Up. She was a little buzzed on my Zoom dessert.
Impossible.
Yeah, she knew. She knew about the sporks. She knew about the questions.
I really hope she wasn't a non-video participant on that call, because
she was. Yeah, that's what she said. She
Lynn
said
and
she
I said
an
some
MVP.
Things that were a little uncouth. I feel like Lynn might have baited me into talking. She didn't mention anything about me, did she?
She said, yeah, she said you brought up two things ad nauseum. It was the sporks and then this bizarre little, I don't want to say it on the podcast because we're recording, but you have this eczema on your grundle in between your asshole and your dick too.
I wasn't going to.
I guess you have I had three spritzes
and I tell Lynn one secret. I had three spritzes and I tell them a secret.
Yeah, I guess Morissette heard about it because we were eating pie on Zoom in a dessert fashion. And she was having an old fashioned during your cocktail hour, which was actually, she was participating in non-video style. Right?
Yeah. I know.
And she told me how it looked like you had red ants basically crawling out of your ass into your dick. And it was bubbling, right? It looks like someone had stapled it and that was the scarring. That's what the eczema looks like, right? These are intense details. And I know them, right? Verbatim, as you described them to Lynn during your Zoom cocktail.
This is more of a happy hour.
And I heard them.
You had a beer, so it was more of a happy
hour. And I heard them. Don't worry about that part. And I heard them from Alanis during our Zoom dessert, or as we called it, a dessert. And we spent the better part of the hour cracking up about that. She was kind of tipsy because, again, she had an old-fashioned while she was crashing your Zoom cocktail hour. You're done, man.
The Zoom where it happened. The Zoom where it happened.
I want to be in the Zoom where it happens. That's funny you mentioned that. You'll never believe who I had a Google Hangout with.
On. Someone right now is looking down at their podcast app being like, Jesus, this is a 9-hour episode.
Or even sadder, Jesus, there's only 4 minutes left in this episode and they haven't said the name of the show.
We did the promote whatever the songsters like Bandcamp or whatever is. Did we already say that?
No, cool. I didn't get around to that. Actually,
I figured that would have been a problem.
Is it if people want to follow me on Instagram and recommend other musical numbers to parody, he'd be happy to give them a try, which is at George, but spelled the way you do. You usually say Jorge Collings. So J-O-R-G-E, Collings, not Collins, but Jorge Collings, C-O-L-L-I-N-G-S.
All right, Jorge Collings.
Sending my best to all the HeadGum folks in these trying times. So thanks, George, a.k.a. Jorge.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Indeed.
I guess I need to take a break because, I have to hop off. We won't record this part. Let's take a break. But I have like a Zoom lunch thing scheduled for right about now. I didn't realize it was going to take this long. With Leslie Odom Jr.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Let's take a break. I'll do that Zoom lunch and then I'll tell you all about it.
There's eight non-video participants. Do you want to just, everyone should turn on your video. Let's have a reveal.
Oh God, this is a fucking surprise Zoom party. All right. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. It's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark yeah, box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. You should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to let's do the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yes. Yes, I do. You know what's coming back? The Goat Show, my podcast with my brother.
Wow. You didn't get enough doing a full season of The Goat Show and NADPOD and this podcast. You said, you know what? Let's bring it back.
That's right. You know, I only record 4 or 5 podcasts a week, and I felt like, why not make it 6? You know, just go all in.
Smart. So The Goat Show is back for another season?
The Goat Show is, I think it's back for another season, but we're going to be doing maybe more like monthly or biweekly episodes. Give ourselves a little bit more time to test and review the products. But you can listen to the first season right now if you haven't already. We reviewed key rings, white t-shirts, cocktails, at-home workouts. You can hear what happens as COVID hits and what we start reviewing. We did at-home workouts, what to do during quarantine, and then we ended with
cocktails. Pillows.
Yeah, we did pillows.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of bases, and we're starting again next week. We will be revealing the goat mask. We tested maybe 25 masks, face masks.
Oh my obviously. God. And there is a goat?
I think there's a clear winner. Yeah, I do, frankly.
The cut, the butt, and the coconut of these masks.
That is not...
Is that close to how you rank them?
I will reveal what we are, the system. I believe we are using the mask, the task, and the bask.
The bask being how swampy your mouth gets when you're basking in the mask.
That's right.
Very nice. Micah just ended up reviewing a masquerade mask on a stick that you wear. Like...
a New Year's Eve ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect.
All right, cool. Return of the Goat Show. Yeah. Just in time.
Check it out and subscribe now.
I should say that this is If I Were You, an advice podcast, usually the only one on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Might be the latest we introduce the show.
Maybe.
Second act.
I feel like we've done
minute
that.
25.
We did that before that time you pitched a Pixar movie for the first 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Did they end up making that movie, by the way?
They did. The Talking Garage.
Yes, yes, the talking garage. I adored that idea. That was simply a choice that I made to pitch it that way.
It made us laugh, and it made you cry.
And we ended up making it.
All right. Pixar spent five years animating it. It is out in theaters now.
It's called Cars 2, The Garage. All right, here's a question about OnlyFans, talking about quarantine chic ideas.
Okay, yeah.
We'll call this lady Fanta. Only Fanta writes, "Hey guys, I'm a big Fanta, and I have been spam listening to your podcast all year." Spam nice. Listening. Is wow. that like when you listen to a lot in a row or
like
something?
Binge listening, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, lately my boyfriend has been telling me I should start an OnlyFans and has even posted some pictures of me on places to see the reaction people would have. My question is, what's your opinion on starting an OnlyFans? And if you have any advice on how to go about making some bank, I'd like to use the money I could earn to start traveling. Any word of wisdom would be great. Thank you. I have a feeling this person's not in America because they said spam listening, and they plan on traveling, which Americans can't do.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Nice. Good detective work. She probably lives on the Isle of Man.
Yeah, the Isle of Spam. In your porn expertise, have you dabbled into the OnlyFans realm of it all?
I've gotten close. I haven't pulled the trigger. There's too much of an unknown for me, for OnlyFans, I feel like
because it's at too least personal.
Paid porn sites show you like previews. You really see what you're getting, and you want like full access. And you're like, okay, I'll do that. OnlyFans, yeah. People have like profiles, and it just says like 9 videos, 9 pictures, 14 posts. And there's nothing.
I see.
You have no idea what you're getting into, and all you can do, the only option, is like subscribe for 1 month, 3 months, or the year. So it costs cash for you to even see what you're buying.
I see.
And you've already bought it.
There's no sneak preview or anything like that.
Correct. I guess people, like maybe if you're specifically looking for, like, I haven't gone there specifically for someone. So maybe if you're like, oh, I like this porn star, I bet that person posts like previews of their OnlyFans.
But
if you just go to OnlyFans.com and you're like trying to peruse and find somebody, there's not really any way to tell what goods you're buying.
It looks like they're trying to expand beyond porn, it seems too. Like, oh, OnlyFans can also be for fashion or fitness or photography.
Yeah. I think once you are that porn prevalent, you don't really come back. Like,
it's too late for you to pivot OnlyFans.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like, but I mean, OnlyFans is basically, it's Patreon for porn. So we do it. You know, we whore ourselves out, you know?
Yeah, but we do it through comedy because no one wants to see our dicks.
Right.
Why don't they just call themselves Porntreon? I wonder if it's just hard to say, or maybe it's like a trademark thing.
Yeah,
because OnlyFans is like, it's also a nice tight URL, but for it to be just a single word of Porntreon, let's see if that's even available as a .com.
Right.
Yeah, it forwards to OnlyFans.
Does it really? No.
No.
How do you feel about this lady starting an OnlyFans?
It's, you know, if you want to do it, you should do it. I don't think there's anything implicitly wrong with starting an OnlyFans. And it doesn't even have to be like, you know, porn. It can be scantily clad photos. But ultimately, it's your decision, not your boyfriend's.
I guess I'd hope that the photos that he's posted are with your express written permission. There's something nice about like decentralizing porn. Like, it's definitely an industry that's run by dudes that notoriously don't care that much about the women in porn. So taking it back is kind of nice. Like,
right,
empowering creators. I think the only thing to remember is just that when you put something on the internet, even if it's behind a private paywall, it's out there forever and people will find it. So if you're okay with that, then great. But definitely think about it a lot.
Yeah. Think about it. Make sure it's your decision, not your boyfriend's. And, you know, if you can make a lot of money and not necessarily feel too uncomfortable about it, then I don't personally see anything wrong with it. Not that you need my permission.
Yeah. If you don't give a shit and you can make money and you can travel and yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty solid, but definitely don't do it because your boyfriend told you to.
Fuck, I might even do it. I mean, I'm playing video games on Twitch. Who's to stop me from doing it in the buff? Like, Twitch would probably flag and report it.
Yeah, you're not allowed you're not allowed to get nude on Twitch, right? That's not kosher.
Well, I'm just saying, if I play Mario Kart, I'm sitting Indian style naked. I probably couldn't do it on Twitch, right?
You could not do it on Twitch, I think is what we're trying to say, right?
Like, yeah, but I'm wondering if OnlyFans has a streaming platform that I could still do the... So I'm Zelda, but my little wiener's kind of... I mean, it's out. I'm naked. Yeah, I don't know how else to say it.
I don't know if they have the infrastructure. Because like when you're on Twitch, you're also... You're streaming your screen and you, right?
Yeah, so it's a screen of my TV / video game. And
how do you get the stream from your TV onto the... I feel like I'm
computer?
70 years old. How do you get your computer onto the... How do you get your TV onto the computer?
This was me throughout all of May. And then I figured out that you have to like buy a little box that connects in between your Nintendo and your TV and your computer. And it like takes the image from your TV and puts it on your computer.
So, and then you have a webcam that's shooting you. Did you buy a webcam too, or do you use your computer one?
It's the one that I'm currently using, my built-in MacBook EyeSight.
I guess if you're going to go naked, you should probably get like an HD, nice camera. There's apparently apps where you can use your iPhone camera as a webcam.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I think that'd just be a nicer way to see your taint and grundle, like on your OnlyFans when you're streaming doing Zelda naked.
Yeah, so it's like Tetris, but it's like my ass. You can see my ass.
It sounds hot. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I know. Think you get it, but it's basically like you play Mario,
you're just saying different video games and then a naked part of your body. I get it. You're playing Snowboard Kid, but it's your cock, right? You're playing Mario Party, your taint. Yeah. No, I know.
I was going to say Mario Party and taint, but yeah, that works too.
That's what I did say. I did say Mario Party and Dane.
No, after you said the first thing, that's what I was going to say. And then you said what I was going to say.
I mean, you really might as... Like, we're just...
It's
we're
like
splitting,
it's
we're
like,
splitting
yeah,
hairs.
I'm playing,
like, what?
Yeah. You get it. I'm playing SSX Tricky.
But it's your shaft.
But instead of, like, a picture of my face, it's my... it's my shaft or something like
your,
that.
Your balls. Yeah. Your base.
Let me know.
The head.
All right, next question. You're starting to make me feel uncomfortable. I'm starting to second guess this whole OnlyFans thing.
Finally.
This is from a lady in Northern California, so we'll call her Steph. Steph Curry writes,
nice.
I'm a 21-year-old girl from NorCal. My boyfriend of 3.5 years dumped me in March, pretty soon after quarantine began. I definitely wasn't blindsided by any means, and I agreed that it needed to happen, so no bad blood. But I've seen him twice since and asked him to hang out both times, and we had a really good time together, just catching up and having some good laughs. I'm going to have my house to myself for a week next month, and part of me really wants to ask him to come over for drinks, hoping he'll end up sleeping over one last time before I go back to college. But is being broken up for 4 months too soon to invite him over to my house again? I just want to be around someone and know I can have a good time and joke around with and ideally have sex with, but I'm worried he won't be down for it and will think poorly of me for trying to sleep with him again this soon. He was always more sensitive and emotional than me, so I don't know if this is a good idea or if it'll ruin our friendly relationship going forward. Thanks. Love, Steph.
Steph, right. You know where I stand on this. I don't like going backwards. I only like going forwards. I don't think you get anything out of doing this. Zero. Nothing.
She wants to have safe sex with somebody that she trusts, a partner that she's been with.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it sounds good when you put it like that, for sure. But I think you can have new safe sex with a new person that there's actually a future with, and there's no need to go back and... I don't know, just like stick around something that wasn't working, and also put yourself out on the line and potentially mess something up. I don't really care about messing anything up, because I don't think there's anything really there. What's to mess up? You're relationship with your ex, that's by definition, it was messed up. Like you had another relationship, it ended. That is fine. You don't need to be in a, you don't need to be in a good relationship with your ex. I think that's
weird. He is non grata. Yeah. Here's my advice. If you really want to do it, I think you should say straight up, do you want to have sex one last time before I go back to college? Instead of like, hey, do you want to come over? And then it's like, feels like you're sort of blindsiding him.
It's,
I think he'll appreciate the honesty and the openness. And if he wants to do it, he'll do it when you ask him like that. You're not going to get him in, lure him in, and then switch it up. And then, I don't know. I just feel like if you really want to do it, get it out of your system. Although it will be like opening up an old wound.
Yeah. I think you really got to sit down and reflect and wonder if you're doing this because you're past it. You feel strong and confident and good, and you want to move on and you want to have sex one more time before you go back to college, or if you're saying all those things to yourself because you still have feelings for your boyfriend. I don't think you want to sleep with an ex just for one last fling before school. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. But my advice would be, if you wanted to do that, to be open and honest like that, rather than, no, it's not a big deal, I just want you to invite you over, and then there's this weird tension when he gets there, what do you want, what does he want? And just be prepared for the fact that he might say no, and that would be a slap in the face if you're like, hey, I just want you to come over so we can have sex, and then he says no thanks. But that sounds honest to me.
Yeah. First step of your honesty, though, is thinking honestly about what you actually want.
She wants to have sex with him, honestly. Steph wants that old sex, that pre-quarantine orgasm.
Nothing sounds better than old sex with an ex.
Give me an ex to sex. What about OnlyFans, but it's just pictures of your ex? So it's only ex fans.
That's really fascinating. You'd have like a network like Facebook.
I don't really think that's a good idea.
Connections. You'd have, that would be, God. I mean, taking the nude photos out, it just, what a weird network it would be that you could like just, I guess I'm thinking of it almost like Ancestry.com because I've been.
How is your family tree now a week?
I guess I definitely was more into it for 3 days than I have been into it for the last month. But I checked on it every once in a while. You know, it's a lot of clicking, but I've gotten one row of ancestors real far back. You know, I'm from Scotland. Did I tell you that?
No, I didn't know that update. Yeah. So now you're Scottish. So you should know about whales more than me, really.
Yeah, I actually should. A big chunk of my family's from like near Dublin and near Dundee. Oh, wait, that's not Scotland. Wait, let me see where they're from.
All right. Yeah, I see you fired up your computer and it was on OnlyFans. So I don't know if you were kidding
fuck
earlier.
Me. Yeah, no, it was Dundee. Kildare. Is that a place? Whatever.
Yeah. Is my family from Kildare? Is that a place? So I guess let Jake know.
That one's in Ireland. Anyway, yeah. I'm a Scottish-Irishman now. And my idea about exes like Ancestry.com, I could just create a tree, a what could have been family tree, where you can befriend your exes on this platform, or just log them. That's what it would be. More of a diary, as it were.
That sounds incredibly sad. Diary of your exes and what could have, what could have been journal just for me and my exes.
Yeah, no, I does. That makes a ton of sense. It sounds sad coming out of my mouth, but there's something fascinating about it because you would see who you shared exes with. You know, it connects us. That's all
connects
I'll say.
With an X, with a capital X.
X connects.
That's pretty good.
Save it for Twinnovation.
Really good.
Yeah, I know.
All right, cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Not really watching, but watching with your ears. What's that called?
Listening.
Yes, I already said that. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for sending in your theme songs and questions. You can email them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was George Collings. Remember, George Collings with That's a right. Hamilton parody. And this is our man from last week, the one who sounded like a Southerner. I said he sounded like a Burt Williams from Alabama, but it was actually an Alex from Windsor, Ontario.
Mm.
So he sent another one, and he leaned into the Burt of it all to make this very Western-sounding song for us. So let's give it up once again for Alex from Windsor.
You know what? The town is Kilburnie, just so everybody out there knows where my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma is from. Kilburnie.
Aye.
Scotland.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's play the song.
If you want more of us on podcasts, the HeadGum Podcast on the HeadGum Network.
That's right.
New episode every week. It's us. It's Jeff. It's all of our family and friends. And our Patreon, always watching old videos, answering more questions at patreon.com/JA.
J-A.
That's right. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week with this podcast every Monday for the rest of time. Thank you for listening. See you soon.
Adios.
There's a lot of hardworking men across Canada, America, United States. There's some we can never leave out. There's songs, great songs, about truck drivers and miners and cowboys. But there's one we always forget about. There's only one job that my hands can grip. I wanna sit on my ass and give out tips to dumb teens who can't figure it out for themselves. I wanna wake up in the morning at 1 p.m. and talk for 45 minutes. Post it on Thursdays, it's foolproof. Ah, well, if I were you. Thank you, thank you. Y'all are great today.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.